Thank you so much for blessing us with another day. Thank you so much for my fellow brothers and sisters. And thank you so much for giving us your word so we can understand what you mean to enter into the kingdom. And what you have shown me, Father, is to tell my fellow brothers and sisters to never look back. Because to enter into the kingdom, we cannot look back, not once. We can look back at the lessons that we learned, but everything for your will, Father. We cannot go back or look towards the back to see what we have lost so we can gain it again. With that being said, if it's in your will, Father, everything will be aligned and we will receive so much more in abundance of your presence and your love and your salvation in our lives because you have given us the blood to overcome death. So with that being said, in the New International Version, Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, in the New International Version, it reads the cost of following Jesus. So we have to understand when following the Father, there has to be something that we have to give up daily so we can allow the Spirit to win daily. Because when we don't, we allow ourselves to fall into the aspect of our flesh, and our flesh raises war against the Spirit each and every day. So we have to be very careful of who we serve in that process. So what it says, verse 57, it says, as they were walking along the road, the man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But he replied, Lord, let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. And that means that when we look back, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. Because when we sit at the right hand of the Father, we have to understand what that really means. So our flesh has to be defeated each and every day because our spirit is so powerful. Because once you do this daily, you feel the presence, the love, and the grace, and the mercy of our Father. Because the Father has already forgiven you for all the mistakes that you have made, knowingly and unknowingly. And at that same time, he still loves you and has the door wide open for you to walk through so you can reach and have the presence of him each and everywhere that you go. That's why he says, I not command you not to be afraid or discouraged. I'm with you wherever you go. Because of the fact that he says that, because he makes a promise that when you follow me, I will be wherever you are. And you will never be without my presence. So, with that being said, I want to encourage you, my fellow brothers and sisters, to never look back. So, let's go ahead and do this with a prayer today. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing my fellow brothers and sisters to understand your word and to receive your word. I just want to also point out, Father, that you have delivered us from sin so we don't walk in the valley of the shadow of death, because we walk with life within us and you are the life that you run through us, Father. And thank you so much for your promises to continue to allow us to walk on this path to follow you, Father. And anything that you give, Father, I ask that you just continue to give us the ability to store those skills and that mindset to your will, Father. I just want to say this, Father, in your holy name I pray, Selah.